Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey everybody, welcome into the Investing in Real Estate show. I am your host, Clayton Morris, longtime real estate investor. This is the show where we help you build financial intelligence so you can build financial freedom and eventually leave your day job if you want to. So welcome into all of our freedom fighters on this Wednesday episode of the podcast. So great to have you here at this early part of December. It is the fourth day of December. I can't believe it already. And we've got a special guest on the show today. His name is Michael, and we are going to talk about how to spend less time working and more time living. Now, Michael is a relatively new real estate investor. I believe he has like six properties now, and we're going to get into some really great stuff about how he got started, how he overcame some of those early steps of apprehension about getting started in real estate investing and taking those initial next steps. One of his most recent steps was he actually worked with our company to acquire a brand new construction three-bedroom, two-bath that he acquired in August of this year. And we're going to check in on that, see how that's been going for him. It was cash flowing from day one. So we'll get his perspective on that. We'll also get his perspective on some of the other properties that he's owned earlier and previously where he's had to do a lot of the work himself. But I think these episodes are really important because they're not somebody, you know, it's not an episode with somebody that has 10,000 properties. They've done billions of dollars in real estate. No, this is someone just probably just like you listening right now who you think, oh, I don't know if I can get started. I don't know if I can do it. And that's where Michael comes in because he decided to actually get started, spend more time with his family. And that's exactly what we're going to talk about. So let's welcome in Michael to the show. Michael, welcome.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Very happy to be here.
Well, pleasure to have you here on the show. And now you have a couple of properties now, and I know you have one through our company at Morris Invest, but just before we get into properties and the details of that, take us back. Why did you want to get started in real estate investing? What was it about real estate investing that was sort of the catalyst for you to take matters of wealth building into your own hands?
I thought it was like the best way of passive income to have passive income. Like I tried other sort of wealth building schemes, if you will, pyramid schemes and things like that. And be honest with you, my personality just doesn't fit. I'm not a salesperson, right? So I just don't enjoy the fact of like going after the next sale and getting someone to build a business and getting these people to get under you and moving this sort of thing. So I tried it. I mean, between Amway and Quickstar and whatever other name it had, I entered in those, but I just didn't find it very fulfilling. I found it more taxing and more draining than everything else. And I just didn't find it financially fruitful.
Right. Yeah. I grew up in a family that was, we had boxes of Fortunate You in the garage, which was like a version of Amway. Maybe Amway rebranded itself at one point. I don't know, but there was Fortunate You, there was Amway boxes, you name it. There was any kind of sort of pyramid style approach that happened back in the day. And so I understand that. And it can be really tiring. But then something switched in your brain. You said, no, with real estate investing, I can do it myself. I can control things myself. What was that moment like for you?
The moment was, it was liberating because I realized that, you put the money in, it's a lot of money and effort at first, but if you do it right and, take care of your properties and put the right things in your properties, it's not something you have to do every day or every week, like Amway or something like that. And 8 years ago, my wife and I, we had our first kid. So everyone says, what's your why? My why was my son. Okay, because I realized that I had to build a better future with him, and I wanted to spend more time with him playing soccer, whatever we did, or Legos, and I didn't want to have like Sunday night phone calls, like how many people did you meet this week? How many people are you bringing to business? I didn't want to do that. Right. So, you know, I thought, you know, real estate was the best way to do that. And with that said, also, unfortunately, I had a tragedy in my life around 7 years ago where my parents passed away. Hmm. And they left me a good chunk of money for insurance money when they passed away for insurance. So I thought about how can I invest this to take care of my wife and my kids going forward. So, you know, after listening to, you know, after reading books, I thought real estate was the best way to do this.
And so you then start getting involved in real estate investing. And I think this is what I want people who are listening right now to pay attention to. You took action. You didn't just sit there and continue to do the 9-to-5 and pyramid stuff and other things. You're thinking about your family. You identified your why, which when someone gets on the phone with us, that's one of the things we ask them, right? We want to know what is your why. Can you talk about, first of all, when you booked a call with our team, what did we ask you?
You asked me, what's your why, Michael? You asked me your why, your financial freedom number, but your why you want to do this. And I thought that was great because I already had my why, but I love joining with a company that asked the question of why, you know, of what is this going to do for you? What do you want to do when you reach this? So I thought it was great. It was like a partnership. I thought it was awesome. You know, it wasn't just Morris Invest selling me something or anything like that. It was like a partnership. Like, we want to help you get there. But at the end of the day, you got to remember why you got in this game. And I think that was so great during my initial conversations with your team.
Well, thank you for that. And I'm glad to hear that my team does that. That's what we hope to do. I think one of the things we really learned over the years as a company is it's not just about the house. It's not just about four walls and a roof. Because real estate, that's ultimately what it is. But at the heart of it is to identify why you want to do this in the first place. Because let's be honest, real estate investing might not be the solution for you. And then it helps us figure that out on the phone with you. You know, if you are the type of person that really loves to be kind of in the weeds with drywall and paint, and then maybe our approach isn't the best for you. Or if you love day trading stocks, you know, that's something you're passionate about. Well, guess what? Real estate investing might not be the thing that's going to get you there and make you the happiest to fulfill your why. Or if you're just focused on money and you throw out an arbitrary number that really has no connection to like your son, your family, and it's just like an arbitrary, meaningless number, then also real estate investing might not be the best way to get there. But you identified it as a powerful why for you. You identified real estate investing as a great step to get you there. How did you then start to put those pieces together? And because I want people who are listening right now to see themselves in you. And you took action. You made that next step, which is the hardest step to take. You stepped over that chasm, so to speak, and other people are too trepidatious. They're standing back looking down the Grand Canyon thinking, I don't know that I can do it.
Right. No, you just sort of look at your, you just want to look what you want to do and the best way to sort of provide for your family. So what I did is, you know, I read books, podcasts and things like that. And I just sort of looked at, you know, that real estate was the best vehicle for this and how I wanted to use this money because, you know, I come from relatively modest means. So the insurance money that I received from my parents passing away was probably the biggest lump sum of money I would probably ever receive in my life. Right. So I wasn't rich. I didn't have a lot of money. So I knew I had to do this strategically. Okay. And then, you know, you look at your 401k and you see it's not moving that much and things like that. So I put money from my 401k and other things and got the money and used credit cards and other things like that to build and get my first house and those sort of things. Cause I knew it would pay off at the end. I mean, yeah, it's all difficult at first, but I knew it would pay off at the end. And that's in then I, you know, researched a real estate agent, went with a real estate agent and then looked at dozens of houses that sort of fit the, you know, were in my price range, how much work I had to do because I didn't have a crew or, you know, a general contractor or anything like that. So I had to find something that was affordable in my price range where I could, you know, get a general contractor to do simple work or some of the work I could do myself.
Right. So then you started on the process of thinking, okay, I've got to do this all myself. And is that how you got started? Was that one of your first properties that you bought? Was something that you had to do yourself?
Yeah, pretty much. It was a bit of a fixer-upper. Yes.
Okay. Tell me about that first deal. What did it look like? What were the numbers? How is it doing for you today?
Oh, it was the first deal. It was like a house bought for like $150. And honestly, between the general contractor and my wife and I spent a lot of blood, sweat, and tears in there. You know, we put, I mean, I can't think like hundreds of man hours into it, putting it together. But now the house is worth, the house is where I work. We paid $150. Now it's worth borrowing like $225 now. It was a small two-bedroom, two-bath house in Alexandria, Virginia. And it did very well, and it's been great. And that's another thing I got to say, like, that I love about Morris Invest. Like, you can listen to, like, Greg Cardone. You can go all these other real estate, like, gurus, if you will. They're always talking about multifamily this and multi that. I love the fact that Morris Invest talks about single-family homes, right? Just places where families want to live. Like, you want them to have a garden in the back. And I've seen that, right, at the place now where the people have had the same tenant in there for, like, 7 years now. So she's been the only tenant in that place. Like, she's painted the walls. I've seen her kids come, her grandchildren come. So you kind of grow with the family. And I think that's great. It's not like the very transactional nature of, multifamily years. I'm saying nothing's wrong with that. But I just like the family, like the idea of helping a family, you know, who in many ways probably couldn't afford to own a home like this or live in a neighborhood as such, and help them grow and see their kids grow, their grandkids. It's beautiful for me because I feel like I'm doing something. And also, you know, you're also at the same time, you're making money as well. So I'm helping my family out. So it's kind of a win-win.
Oh, I think it's a total win-win. I'm so glad you brought that up. And not to beat a dead horse here, because my audience, I think, knows that I'm passionate about single families and duplexes. And that's what we do at our company because of that very reason. And, you know, I've got videos here on the channel that really dive deep into why that is. There's less tenant turnover in single family and larger duplexes. Like the duplexes that we built new construction. There's, you know, big bedrooms, big living rooms, and people make it their own and they tend to stay for a long time because one of your biggest expenses is in tenant turnovers. And when you have those large multifamily apartment complexes that you're having to partner up on multi-million dollar deals, you're having a lot of tenant turnover. You know, Grant Cardone, our friend, you know, here on the show, he says, you know, he's got, you know, properties where he has like 20% vacancy from time to time. So you've got to deal with a lot of tenant turnover, a lot of maintenance, and a lot of upkeep. And I just love single families because there's such a demand for it in this country right now. Affordable housing, you get to transform a neighborhood, you get to see a family grow up, they get to make it their own with their garden, their trees, their painting, you know, what they want to do, and they get to stay for a long time. So that's great. That's great to hear about that first property. So, and some of your other ones. Now, tell me about how you decided to make that leap then from doing it all yourself to kind of maybe taking some time back to play more Lego with your kids.
Yeah. So, you know, you make the first step and, you get the first house and you're comfortable with that. And then in listening, to your, you know, podcast, things like that, like, okay, how do you make this grow? Right. So, okay, you take some equity out of that house, you know what I mean? Because it was doing relatively well, and you take, you know, 20 or 30 out, and then you get another, okay? But then you find something that needs a little less work. And then after a while, you sort of just scour and talk to people and make connections and find general contractors, electricians, and you sort of build your own team of people who you relatively trust to do these things, right? And it's just, and one thing I've learned from you guys is that it's about relations, right? Like, you trust your contractors, you build this relationship with them, you don't shortchange them, you know, honest pay, honest work. And after a while, you build these relationships and these guys do work for you and they do some extra work for you, you know, that they wouldn't normally cost. And that has helped me tremendously build my portfolio because they, you know, I go into a place and I say, okay, could you do this? He was like, no, Mr. Elson, we can do this for you. Don't worry about it. We got this. So it's about relationship building. And I've learned that. So I can't tell you how far that first, you know, 30, 40,000 has built over that first 30, 40,000. My wife and I have happened to purchase 6 homes off that 30,000 essentially. So
that's great.
It's because of that.
So tell me about the house then you bought with our company at Morris Invest. I imagine then did we had financing built into the property when you worked with us? That's right.
It was, let's put it like this. It was, and so my best friend who also, dabbles in real estate. I was like, this is the easiest transaction real estate transaction I've ever had, because I realized I couldn't do it anymore. Right. Because, every time we had one kid, now we have another kid, you know, stresses of jobs, you know, a mother-in-law moved in with us. My wife's father passed away. So mother-in-law moved with us. There's a transition there. You're taking care of elderly parents, all these sorts of things now. So I realized that, yes, I wanted to keep growing, but I didn't have the capacity or time to do it. So that's when I realized that it's, you know, you think, oh, I'm very proud I'm going to do this. But after a while, it's nothing wrong with needing help, right? It's nothing wrong with going with expertise. So I was, you know, watching the videos and I said, okay, I just need to give these guys a call. And I did. And, you know, the team was great. They were really helpful. And they just, you know, showed me like, hey, you need to look at this property. This is within your range. And they just walked me through everything. Like every step of the way, I got an email on this, like, you know, wire transaction. It was just easy. And, you know, I get monthly statements and it's just I'm growing my portfolio in a place I have really no connection to, like in Texas. Like my property that I bought with you guys is in Lubbock, Texas. I've never been to Lubbock, Texas, right? You know, because all my properties are really within a 20-mile range of my house. Right. So doing this has helped. And it's in the price range was great because I couldn't afford anything else in the DMV area. I had to go out and I needed help and I got it. And it's been great. And I've had the property since August. And, you know, I get my monthly statements. I'm kind of an active investor. So I ask questions all the time to the team. I promise you when I call Elle and those folks in Chicago, they'll call me back. I mean, you know, they'll call me back within 24 hours easily. And if it's something really big, they'll call me less than that. And they'll have me answer and say, hey, you want this or you need this? And it's just great. Like you feel like you have a team and I don't worry about anything. Like when I look at my portfolio, sometimes I forget, honestly, that my Lubbock property is there because it's so smooth. Like the other ones I got issues with, oh, I got paint here or I've got a garbage disposal here. With the other ones, I don't. With the Texas one, I don't. And it's awesome.
Oh, I'd love to hear that. Well, that warms my heart. And I asked you that question, hand to the heavens. I didn't know the answer to it. So I always want to make sure that there's a smooth transaction and a smooth transition. And of course, my team on the back end on the customer service side is going to take care of you for many, many years to come. And that's great to hear. So that's fantastic. Describe a little bit the property, what it was like when you bought the property. What kind of property is it that you bought with us, and what does it look like? And I know it's kind of hands off, and that's our goal. But just describe a little bit to our audience what that was like.
It's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath Rambler in Lubbock, Texas. And like I said, I've never I knew the city, right? I knew Texas Tech University was there. That's about all I knew, right?
It's a booming town.
Exactly. So you look at, and then you guys send the demographics on like, this is why it's good. It's got a big, you know, a major university here, jobs and things like that. And I was like, okay, this sounds pretty good. Cause you guys gave me like a number of other cities, right? And he was like, well, this is where we're seeing a lot of growth here in Lubbock. And I looked at it and one of the things I, learned that, the best sort of houses that I have are 3-bedroom, at least 3 bedrooms and 1.5 or 2 baths. Okay. Cause that's everything for a family. So you got, if you will, a nuclear family, you got the mom and the dad got a room and your 2 kids got a room. Or if you got 1 kid, grandma's got a room, right? So everybody got a room. You got 2 bathrooms. So it's a comfortable place to live. And that's why I went for it because of the if you will, the setup. So it's there. It's a Rambler. So as you get older, like you think about like people getting older and like now that I see it now with my mother-in-law, it's hard for her to get upstairs. It's difficulties. So you just want a Rambler. So you just want everything on one level where you can go everywhere. So that was the beauty in it, really.
I am so excited to tell you about today's sponsor, our friends at Simply Safe. And guess what? We actually just got an alert that went off at 3 a.m. at our house while we were traveling. And Christmas time is one of the worst weeks right now, one of the heaviest caseload for police time, because break-ins spike every single year during the holidays. Families are traveling. Burglars know that people have expensive gifts lying around. They're underneath the tree, etc. But we got this alert. We were traveling, and at 3 a.m. in Pennsylvania, the alarm goes off. And for 5 minutes, not even 5 minutes, the police dispatched and were able to get to the house. We saw flashlights on the cameras in the back of the house, checking out the house. Turns out, fortunately, it was a false alarm. Somehow one of the doors got opened, and we don't know if it was because of weather. We had some people there that were cleaning up some of the woodpile stuff. Nevertheless, the police were there in minutes to check on the house, thanks to Simply Safe. And other systems can be very difficult to use and to set up. And what's crazy right now is that only 1 in 5 homes have a security system in the United States, because most companies simply don't make it easy. I remember the first home security system I had, they had to come out and run wires behind all the drywall. The guy was there like all day to set this thing up. You have a long-term contract. I think we had to sign like a 2-year contract. With Simply Safe, there's no long-term contracts. There's no hidden fees. They don't have any astronomical monthly fees. It's one simple payment. Simply Safe is my choice for home security. I love how easy it is to use and the app. Just launch the app right on your Android phone, right on your iPhone. It's so easy to use and add additional items, additional products from Simply Safe. So you can have motion sensors, cameras. You can just layer on additional things. And if there is a break-in, Simply Safe can give real-time video confirmation. So police can respond up to 3.5 times faster. With SimpliSafe, there's no contract, no hidden fees, no fine print. So go to SimpliSafe.com right now, SimpliSafe.com/investing, SimpliSafe.com/investing to take advantage of SimpliSafe's amazing holiday savings and get a free HD security camera. You're going to get a free camera. What? This offer is for a limited time only, and it's ending soon, so hurry up. That's simplysafe.com/investing to save big and get a free security camera, the HD motion camera. It's fantastic. simplysafe.com/investing. Thanks, SimpliSafe, for being such a great longtime sponsor of the podcast and for protecting my home.
Yeah, and of Texas too. There's very few. You're going to go upstairs, you know, flat. There's plenty of land, and it's such a, you know, it's the number one landlord friendly estate in the country right now. You know, it protects landlords more than any other state in the union. So that's great. Plus the growth that we're seeing there and the demand for affordable housing and the rents, we're seeing nice appreciation on top of it all, which is great. So good stuff. What was your biggest surprise? I think let's talk about the Lubbock property, but what was your biggest surprise in the entire process for you?
Honestly, and you know, I'm not being paid for any of this, how smooth it was, right? Because I'm used to the wrangling and the fighting of, you know, real estate, you know, purchasing real estate here, you know, going back and forth with your agent, going back with the, you know, the seller's agent, all these sorts of things, difficulties. It was just how smooth it was. Like, I joked with my best friend. I was like, look, dude, I think I bought this house in less than 15 clicks of the mouse. Like, honestly, like, it was so smooth. But at no point did I feel like I was suspicious of anything, because it was transparent. It was upfront. Like, you know, when you're putting your money out there, you want to follow up. So like this whole thing about like Lubbock, I was like, OK, whatever. Right. So I look at the demographics of the city, and I match the, you know, the sheet you gave about the good quality about the city. And I looked, and, you know, I even looked at the Lubbock Chamber of Commerce, you know, numbers. They're like, wow, these things match. So this is not a hoax here. This is real. Right. Like, okay, fine. You know, so just how easy it was and how everyone gave me a call. And within, like I said, within less than a day, everyone got back to me with the email or call like, hey, Mike, how you doing? You okay with this? Like, hey, we received your transfer. Thank you very much. Like, it was, I got more interaction than I did from your team in Texas than I have and teams in DMV who are 15 minutes away from me.
Well, that's good to know. And we should be clear, the house you got from us, and this is, you know, I wanted to have you on because, you know, I want to be able to connect and hear experiences as you're growing with, you know, a mix of properties that you did on your own, one that you have from us. Maybe you'll go do more on your own. Maybe you'll get more from us. Great. And I hope it's a good balance to your portfolio. We should be clear that the house that you got from us was already built, right? Renovated.
Yes.
And a tenant in place, right? Can you talk a little bit about that?
Oh, yeah. No. So there's other things. And see, and that's why I forgot it, because it's been so smooth, right? I forget these things. Like with all my other properties, they're stressful. I know, you know what I mean? Because I got to get somebody in. I got to advertise to get somebody in here. You know, I've got to deal with the state as far as if they're low-income housed. I got to get all these vouchers and things like that. Like the place was already built. It was new construction. The tenant was already in there. So, you know, when you purchase a new place, they give you the mortgage company gives you a month off between that. So I got a rent check for the first for that first month there, because I had someone in there. So instant income. I was like, oh, because I got it. And I was like, where did this $800 come from? And I even called the team. I was like, there's a mistake here, guys. You know, let me just send this check back. And I was like, no, this is how it works. So it was just so smooth. And you forget about it. And it's, you know, it's like what I call it. My friend, I say, it's like real estate by numbers. Like you're just painting numbers and there it is. And I can't wait to, like, you know, get some more money and get some more funding and, you know, and purchase the next property as well. Cause this is simple. Like, I wish I would have done this 7-8 years ago. It would have taken stress off my life and I would have had more time. But this is, like, I told my buddy, I was like, this is ridiculous. I was like, something's going to go wrong here. And mind you, we're 4 or 5 months into this and I've had no issues.
Well, we've grown tremendously as a company. You know, like I said, we've really focused on post-renovated, brand new, and a lot of brand new construction, tenants in place, built, you know, an amazing customer service team. That's been our main focus over the past number of years, to make sure that, you know, no one has any kind of an issue. And that's been a big focus of ours. Another thing that we've built on top is, of course, the financing and non-recourse financing. In addition to that, making sure that people have access to a cost segregation analysis, something that, you know, our team, we pay for ahead of time with a registered CPA who's doing a cost segregation so that you can accelerate that depreciation on your taxes. And with a new construction property, you're getting an extra layer of that in that purchase because you have improvements to the street, sewer lines, additional things that are being done to the property that you don't get from just like a typical renovated property. Have you taken advantage of, and did we provide you with a cost segregation analysis? Did you take advantage of that piece of it?
Oh, absolutely. You provide me with more, like, you don't know what you don't know because you're kind of going on your own. You're like, okay, well, you know, things are okay. I haven't stumbled too badly, but you don't know what you don't know, right? So I got the, you know, I got these, you know, spreadsheets and all this information. And I was like, wow, like there's some real data behind this. This isn't just like, hey, let's pick a house in the middle of Texas and you can buy it. No, it was real data behind it. I can appreciate because I do research during my day job, right? So I can appreciate the links and the research and the depth of it. So I thought it was awesome. And I, you know, gave it to my best friend. I sent him, he was like, this is amazing. It was just work done for you because you don't know what you don't know. And that's the, I mean, that's the biggest thing I can take out of this whole podcast is because you don't know what you don't know.
I should say, like, I mean, I try to beat a, you know, I try to keep going and try to teach people about cost segregation and the power of new construction and all of these additional items. And it's just a matter of, you know, people say, did you do a podcast on that before? It's like, I don't care. I've got to do 100 of them. I've got to keep getting and drilling this down because it's incredibly important for people to hear that. And even if you hear it 30 times, you might not even understand it until you get that spreadsheet in the mail, right? And you're like, oh, that's what he was talking about on the podcast. So I keep trying to drill that in. I'm sorry if I repeat myself, but I just want to, you know, people to take action and be helped as much as possible.
No, it has because, you know, as the, okay, like what is the 101 you think in cash flow, right? Cash flow is really important. Like we know that, right? But the other numbers behind it, how you're going to create, you know, increase your cash flow. These are the great things. And these are things that I didn't even know I needed to know. And now I know, and this will be simple for my son when he, you know, turns 18, 19, you know, these sort of things. So it's, you know, it's just great. Like it's sort of done for you and done properly. It's done for you. That's the thing about it.
Well, I love that. And I, you know, I can't wait. Here's what I'd love to do because we're recording this right now. It's the Thanksgiving time, right? So yeah. You've had this particular property with us because people want to know. They'll say, well, how's it going for you now, right? And so it's been what, August, September, October, November. So you've had about 4 months of having this new construction property. And I'd love to have you back on next year, the exact same time. Let's plan something for next Thanksgiving around the same time. You can give us an update on where you are in your portfolio, where you are currently with that particular property, and hope that it's chugging along just nicely for you in that amount of time. Does that sound like a plan?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Great. Hopefully by that time, I'll have another property to talk about through you guys. You know, I mean, yeah.
Right. Yeah. Well, I'd love that. I'd love to see you building that. So tell me about your, before I get you out of here and get you out of here on time, tell us about your freedom number. Where are you going? What is your goals?
My freedom number to where my wife and I have worked this out. And I say this to everyone, like if you have a partner, talk to your partner and work with it. It's not a one man band here. You've got to talk to your partner, right? You can have your freedom number, but you know, say your spouse wants to retire early or wants to work longer or these sorts of things. Like you've really got to like, maybe I'm going to have another kid. So it increases your freedom number. So my freedom number was like, okay, I honestly need like between 11 and 12 to get where I need to be for a freedom number, right? So I'm already at 7. So I've got to do 3 or 4 more, you know, houses within this range to get to their freedom number to be comfortable. So when I walk away, you know, from my day job and my wife and I walk away from my day job, we can just hang out and go bowling.
I love it. Are you a good bowler? What's your number?
We don't want to talk about that.
I'm sure it's way better than mine. Oh, awful.
I need to go. Look, let's put it like this. I think I maybe need to, you know, those little bars on the side you have that they put up when you bowl, right? That my son uses when we bowl together. I was like, I think I need it more than he does. You know?
Yeah, the bumpers. And you got to get the dinosaur that you go up and you put the ball on the dinosaur's back and it rolls right down. That's what my 3-year-old uses.
You know it. I've got a 4-year-old daughter and you know it. So yeah.
Exactly. Well, Michael, it's been a great pleasure getting to know you. And I'm so glad that our team has been able to help you on your journey. I'm thrilled about it. You talked about your freedom number. I want people right now, if they get a chance, we'll put a link here in the show notes, but people should download our free cheat sheet so they can figure out what their freedom number looks like. It's just morrisinvest.com/freedom. You can download it for free and you can run your numbers and figure out where you and your partner, you and your spouse are. And also look at, you know, the ability to add leverage in. So using financing. So you're not using all of your own money to buy rental properties and to expand your portfolio. So I should mention that. So people go ahead and grab that cheat sheet. It's totally free.
One thing I also want to add before we leave. Look, it's great meeting you, but let me tell you something. I listen to your podcast, you know what I mean, or your YouTube videos, like at least two or three times a week. And thank you very much. I'm losing weight because I go to the gym, I plug it in, I'm great. But I appreciate how you've got like new content, but it's like from like, how, if you don't have any money, how do you get money, right? And then you had one podcast I remember about like, how do you stay motivated? Because at the time I was, you know, in the game, things were going real. I got turned down, beat out. And he was like, how do you stay motivated? Like that was uplifting because you cover the gamut, right? And not over the numbers and how you do properties and, you know, the finance and things like that. But just simple stuff like, how do you stay motivated in the game? And I thought that was so great because most people, you may listen to Congress and buy more, do more of this, but no one's talking to you about motivation, right? And sometimes you need that. So I appreciate that.
Thank you so much for saying that. We started doing our Motivation Monday episodes. I've been trying to do more of those because I really believe that mindset, you know, people see all this sort of spit and polish on Instagram, right? People are living their best life next to a private jet and doing all these things. And you know what? There are dark times. We went through a dark time in our business a few years ago with a partner that we'd worked with that, you know, really did some bad stuff to us. And, you know, you wonder, should I even get out of bed in the morning? And look, everyone has those dark days and no one is perfect. And I think if you're just starting on your journey and you know that other people are having setbacks, it can be a really powerful motivator to help you kind of kick you in the butt.
Yeah, watching you guys, you and your wife sort of go through the trials and tribulations and keep pushing, like gave me and my wife like motivation to keep on pushing. Like if they can do it, we can do it, you know? And so thanks, you know?
Well, my pleasure. And it means the world to me. This is why we do what we do, is to be able to see folks like yourself taking action and building a better life for yourself. That's the whole reason we do what we do. So that means the absolute world to me. So Michael, it's been a real pleasure getting to know you here. Work on your bowling, please. And we'll have you back here on the show. Maybe in a year, we'll get some updates from you and see how you're on your journey. How does that sound?
That's great. And I'll come, you know, anytime you want me to come back, I will. And, you know, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks, Michael. And thanks to all of you for downloading and subscribing. I really appreciate it. Just like Michael said, you know, it's about taking action, about making an improvement in your life. Do it with your partner. Do it with your spouse. Make sure you're on the same page to take action. But, you know, if Michael can do it, if I can do it, if my wife can do it, and any of the folks watching right now, you can absolutely do it as well. So go out there, take action, become a real estate investor. I believe it's the number one way to build wealth. We'll see you next time, everyone.
Has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.